From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests against the Israel-Hamas war spreading to other college campuses today in the U.S. In Texas, police in riot gear moving in at the University of Texas, Austin. Earlier, officers calling on the crowd to clear out. One of the biggest demonstrations at Columbia University in New York, where protesters have been arrested, set up encampments, and raised security concerns over anti-Semitic chants. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson meeting with Jewish students today who fear for their safety and criticize the protest. Jewish student Aiden Hunter tells ABC while he supports protesters' right to gather on campus, he says it doesn't stop the feeling of uncertainty.
I don't mean to diminish that, but I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
The university says it's made progress on removing the tents and tamping down tensions, but announced hybrid learning for the remainder of the semester. President Biden signing off on the $95 billion military aid package for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine. Weapons will start flowing to Ukraine immediately, and the Pentagon also says President Biden earlier approved shipping long-range missiles to Ukraine.
The Biden administration is confirming the U.S. has provided Ukraine with long-range missiles known as ATACMS. Major Charlie Dietz tells ABC the president quietly directed his national security team to send ATACMS to Ukraine for use inside Ukrainian sovereign territory. The missiles started moving as part of the security package the administration announced on March 12th and arrived in Ukraine this month.
ABC's Karen Travers. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the Civil War era abortion ban. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix on what's next.
The House passed it. Now it will go to the Senate. The Senate has their own bill. They had a second reading to appeal the law. So basically the Senate won't be meeting until next Wednesday, but that's when we're going to see some big action.
You're listening to ABC News. Former President Trump's hush money trial in recess today with a decision on a gag order still pending.
Trump complained about the limited gag order meant to prevent him from verbally attacking witnesses.
I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me.
Prosecutors accused Trump of repeatedly violating the gag order, and they said it's posing a real threat to the trial. When the defense insisted Trump is complying, the judge interjected, "You are losing all credibility."
ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. While lawmakers in Arizona work to repeal the Civil War era abortion ban, California lawmakers have unveiled details on a proposal to let doctors in Arizona perform abortions in California.
Arizona doctors who are licensed in good standing will be able to give their Arizona patients abortions in California under a new proposal meant to circumvent Arizona's ban. Governor Gavin Newsom, surrounded by the Legislative Women's Caucus, officially making the announcement.
This is just about basic decency and humanity. It's about respect for women and girls.
California's open-door policy to Arizona doctors to perform abortions would last through the end of November. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A guitar once used by John Lennon could be a record breaker when it goes up for auction. The 12-string acoustic guitar was recently found in an attic. The current record sale price for a guitar is Kurt Cobain's, which sold for $6,010,000. Lennon's guitar goes up for sale next month in New York. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.